Writings of Ryman Legolas, Steward. You're familiar with the convergence of three, the much-celebrated planetary alignment of a trio of celestial bodies, Loros, the radiant sun, Delmara, the luminous moon, and Ebonstar, a dark and distant planet. This symmetry of light and darkness is breathtaking to behold, but it is more than just a visual feast. The Order teaches that the fount of all magic is closer to us during the convergence, and that belief has largely fallen into myth. I consider it a grave mistake to discard this teaching. I believe it is one of the truths we've buried. Chapter 1. The moonlight shimmered across the surface of the Terrene pool, casting a silvery glow on the surrounding stones. Rael stood at the water's edge. Her dark hair cascaded down her back in gentle waves, framing her face as she leaned down to touch the water. How was the moon shining through the roof of the cave? Hadn't this been enclosed the first time? Rael. Paladin's voice called out from behind her. She turned to see him standing there, stripped down to bare skin. His muscular frame took her breath away. What are you doing?
I was going to take a swim, she whispered, then reached for his hand. Do you think it will hurt like it did before, when the magic was still with us?
I doubt it. He lifted a hand and cupped her face. The first time you dove in, I couldn't stand it. Waiting here on the shore, wondering if you were hurting.
The pain only lasted a minute. Rael reached around his waist and pulled him closer.
A minute too long.
He lowered his head and kissed her, then tugged on her lower lip with his teeth.
I remember other things we did next to this pool.
Rael laughed breathily, heat blooming in her midsection. We have to place the stones, Paladin. Don't distract me.
Paladin slid a hand over her hip and grasped her backside. Would you say this is distracting?
Rael nuzzled into him and kissed the soft skin of his neck.
And that's allowed?
His voice rumbled in his chest. Paladin pulled her body flush with his, and just as his warmth began to chase off the chill of the night, a crack echoed through the air, and the pebbled beach beneath them trembled. Rael's eyes flew open in shock as another ear-splitting sound fractured the earth beneath their feet. She stumbled and fell, losing her grip on Paladin. The beach fell away into nothingness as Rael scrambled for purchase.
Rael!
Paladin called, stretching out a hand as the darkness claimed him.
Paladin!
She screamed his name, but her voice was swallowed by the void. And then she jumped into the darkness after him.